Yeah, so this video shouldn't be too long, but I want to talk about the problem with woke people. And this and it gets very annoying because obviously I'm a black guy, so like I probably come across woke people more, maybe a little more than someone who's, you know, who's not, at least brown. Or, you know, maybe like if you're in another country, you're like maybe having this issue of like my country thinks they're better than this country, but we're all equal and blah blah blah. See now, but we can't speak too much for that scenario, but I can speak from my scenario dealing with the woke thing from the United States. And it is fucking annoying, right? Because see, the reality of it is like, see, okay, there's a difference between woke and just being aware of the reality, dealing with it, and moving on. Okay, these are two huge different areas. Like just knowing, okay, like look, this person, you know, just being aware of it, and then, you know, and then just drop the topic and talk about sports or something like that. That's, I think that is like just simply being aware of it. That's even if the topic even comes up, you know, because like it's always, like, I always find it weird personally. Like even like, okay, like I'm running around Prague now, and I'm from the US. And it's even the same, like if I go to like a small diner or something, I mean, like I get it, like the people, like they try to accommodate for you, but it gets super fucking awkward. Like they automatically try to play all rap music when I come in, or everything is always about like I voted for Obama. He was the greatest president. Like motherfucker, we were talking about trains. How did you get on Obama from like it's so, like it's there's like this awkward fucking like guilt to people. Like especially if you're like from my experience, especially if you're black. I've never been white or Spanish or anything like that. But as a black guy, like it seems like there's like this underlying like guilt with. With some people, and like, and I get it, like it's an effort to try to make someone feel comfortable, but like, but see, like, but I think people who do this, like, the reality of it is they just don't really know the whole reality of the situation. So it's kind of like an infantile way of making up for their own, you know, lack of understanding. But then like the woke, okay, see. Religious people were always like, religious people were the first woke people, right? And the problem with being woke is that, see, a lot of times the woke people end up becoming the exact thing, except in a different context of what they tried to fight before. Meaning, like, let's say, like, if this guy doesn't agree with doing XYZ, right? Well, now the woke person is like trying to force their view onto you know, to the unwoke person. And it says, so they, like, just like how religion is supposed to be like, we accept everybody, we accept everybody, we accept everybody. But then you go to church for 3 weeks, and now this church is going to heaven while this church is going to hell. You see what I'm saying? So, like, they end up becoming like the exact thing, the exact opposite of what they think they're actually becoming. And the reality of it, but like yeah, this woke, and it, see the problem, and I don't like to talk about race because I don't let it define me personally, but I mean, but I'm also aware, I'm just aware of the reality. See, like this whole, my opinion of where this whole woke shit came from, especially I can only speak for America. Where it came from in America was. See, America is a new country for those who don't know. America is not an old country. Like, you know, Europe has trash cans that are older than my country. You see, that's just the reality of it. We are not old. So our history is not long. And our history, a lot of it was purely based off of, you know, just discriminating and, you know, and just, I mean, flat out discrimination. Like, we don't give a fuck you type of shit. Like, and that's what it was like. Built on very not very long ago, so everything is on it. So once things kind of like settled down from all that in America, what, and like I said, I don't like to talk about race, but I feel like I'm going to just talk about it since it's brought up, and this is just my opinion of what happened, and I could be wrong, or you may have a different opinion, and I'm totally cool with that, whatever. But yeah, so back to to my opinion of how this whole woke trend, see, and you can always tell when someone's from like, if someone's from the US or something like that, because they get on this like woke social justice warrior bullshit. And it's trickling into like Germany and Switzerland and stuff like that. But see, America is like, well, see, America, we're so fucking confused. We don't know anything in the US. So how this current stage of this wokeness happened was, see, in the US, African Americans specifically, on the wider scale of it, well, and also like Native Americans, but you don't really see Native Americans much until you start heading out west anymore. Like where I live in Ohio on the eastern side, so like we very rarely see like a Native American type. So like, and even then, like they, you know, their history, they really kind of got over it. Right? Well, I don't say they got over it, but they don't like walk around with it identifying them anymore. So, but the black people, African Americans, they really like let it define them, which I mean, that's just how it played out. I'm not saying they're right or wrong. That's just how it played out. So like the country's history of slavery, really African Americans allowed it to define them to the core. And then on top of that, it's, I mean, I'm going on a side topic, but it even comes out in media. Every time you watch media and you see a black person, either they're loud, they're stupid, they're, you know, they're just flat out dumb, or they're ghetto, or they're a sports star. You never see like, you know, people like me, like, you know, legitimately well-spoken black guys. When you do, we're just like, you know, the fucking unicorn out the goddamn group. You see what I'm saying? So like all of this kind of like just compounded on African Americans in the US, right? And even then, that's no excuse. I mean, because I don't let it define me. I just keep going. This is the one few times you'll hear me talk about race. I don't let it define me. So I'm not trying to say it's an excuse for black African Americans let it define them. But this is just what happened in my country. So with that being said, African Americans always kind of held it over everyone else's head in the country that, yeah, like my ancestors slaved for, you know, 100 or however long years and blah, like 2 or 3 generations. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And see, like, see, the rest of the population in America, they didn't have that thing to feel that they did. They couldn't equal that. You see, so it was always kind of being held over the rest of the population's head that, oh, well, black people suffered for hundreds of years. There's nothing we can say about it. And see, what finally got the rest of the population over was this current push of mental illness. You see, because 20 years ago, you were just crazy. You see, now it's like politically incorrect to call somebody crazy. Now they've assigned names to everything and pumping more medication. I mean, it's all money. They're going to pump medication to these people who identify themselves as BPTSD, YXZ disorder. And so the rest of the population could finally say, yeah, we got something to feel hurt about because my mom suffered from depression and my uncle suffered from BPTSD disorder. And yeah, so yeah, we can equal you black people now. And that's what happened. And it just grew. So like, but yeah, that is my honest opinion and then after that, then the wokeness came up because now it's like, oh, well, you can't see depression. You just walk up in here 20 years ago. Didn't nobody care if you could see depression 20 years ago. You didn't give a fuck about that shit. It's like I said, until that momentum of we want something to be heard about too in the world got popular, you see. In America, this is why, like, in most other places in the world, people really don't like there's like the being crazy is still kind of shunned. Like, people still like, ooh, ooh, ooh. But when you get to like Western, like especially like America, and from what I hear, the UK, see, like, I think like the UK is trying to get it, but see, the UK is still in touch with the rest of the world. So like, they're kind of, from my experience, they're like, they're constantly floating in the middle of trying to be like, you know, uppity Americans, North Americans, and it'd be like realistic Europeans. Like, they're like in the middle and they like teeter back and forth. But like in America, man, like we're just like uppity. We're just this uppity group of people. If you don't know, uppity is like in America, the word uppity means, I don't know, you may be from another country and it may not, because this is like a not very widely used word. Well, uppity is like, oh, well, my shit doesn't stink type of thing. Like when you get us on camera, we're just like, oh, well, my poop doesn't smell bad. That's, you know, like up in my country, mostly when you get us, like, you know, speaking about something, we're going to be uppity about it. But yet, like, that is my opinion. Like, that is where all this woke happened, being woke. Like, oh, well, I'm aware that you might suffer from depression and it's so bad. I'm so aware of this. I'm aware. So you shouldn't call people crazy. You should call them mentally disabled and blah, 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 and da, 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 da. And it just, like, it's group. And like I said, my opinion of why it is the way it is now is, like I said, because the majority population of Americans got sick and tired of Black people always going, you enslaved my family. You enslaved us. You did this to us. You took all our stuff. And what's the reality? Like, I mean, a lot of stuff, the Africans, that's a whole other story. Africans gave this, a lot of times gave the slaves to Americans or sold them to them. But I'm just throwing out there just to let you know, like, I do, I'm aware of the reality of the situation. But in America, this is what happened. Like, the majority population got sick and tired of hearing that. And they finally got some momentum that can also be a huge moneymaker, mental illness. You see, because now you can open up, you know, homes for mentally challenged people now. And before it was just insane asylums. And like throughout history, people didn't know nobody knew what to do with people in asylums. It was pretty much just asylums historically were pretty much just these places where they didn't want to kill the mentally fucked up people, but there was also no use for them. So they pretty much just put them in these buildings to just keep them away from people. Like, that's like the historical, you know, reasoning behind them. And then, you know, but back, you know, years ago, they didn't have all these medications and stuff. So people was just fucked up. You know, one thing led to another and, you know, they were just super fucked up. But you see, now in America, see, now everybody wants to be woke and be the hero. But see, what they're always lacking to see is that, well, maybe this person isn't on this shit, you know, or maybe this person is aware of it and just accepted it and moved on and, you know, whatever. Like, like I said, like with religious people, they end up turning into exactly what they didn't want to be. But in their eyes, like, they don't see it like that. See, they turn into that shit, man. Like I said, with religion, every religion thinks they're the only religion that's going to heaven. And everybody else is going to hell. And that's not what religion was ever supposed to be from the start. It was never supposed to be that. It was pretty much just meant to be crowd control, really. Just to get in people's heads that, you know, invisible men were watching you all the time or other stories, but it all comes together as crowd control. That's the core of all religion, that all major religions have is a form of crowd control and to find some type of peace. That's the core. Like, even like Satanism, I studied Satanism for a while, man. Like, that's not like, it's always that, it's all, there's always one fucking idiot that comes into like Christianity and fucks it up. Like Satanism, for instance. Satanism is not some crazy shit. Like, Google Satanism. It is not crazy shit. It's always like, there's always like this one fucking idiot that comes in and makes it some crazy shit. Satanism, like typical Christian type religions, you're supposed to just have faith in a God, right? You're supposed to have faith, just blind faith. I have faith in you. And for those who don't know what faith, the difference between faith and belief, faith is like, faith is, I have faith in getting a job when I send out these applications. And there's no actual mathematical evidence or proof backing it. You see, you just blindly, you just believe it. You just close your eyes and just start walking and hope that you, you know, don't walk off a cliff. That's faith. Belief is having at least some type of like actual evidence and fact to back up why you're thinking some way. See, like, you believe in gravity. You don't have faith in gravity. You see what I'm saying? Like, you believe because you have some factual evidence behind it. But yeah, like the Christianities and Catholicism, see, their thing is you have faith in a God. There's never going to be any proof. There's never going to be any logic or fact behind it. There's not even back behind anything that's even written. You just believe it. You just have it. You just, well, that sounds fucked up. You just have faith that it exists without any logic. Now with Satanism, their thing was Satanism originally started, you were supposed to believe in yourself and learn as many things as you can learn. That was how Satanism started. You see, because it's the opposite. Like Satanism is more belief, and like Christian, like all these, you know, Jesus Christ and all that bullshit, that's faith. So it's like they were opposites in terms of that. But see, like they started assigning, like, you know, evil demons, fire and hell and all this shit. And that's when we just got all fucking retarded. And that's why people are pretty much scared of Satanists. But there's nothing to be scared of. If you act like fear, scared, being scared of something is usually a clear sign that a person just doesn't know what the fuck it is. And they never even put effort into reading into what it was. But yeah, man, that was a huge side rant. But yeah, the whole woke thing, man, like the woke thing, it's so annoying and embarrassing. It's because, like I said, with me as a black guy, like it gets, I don't know if any of you who end up watching my videos may be black or whatever skin color you are, but I can only speak for myself. And it does get annoying because women will want to date you because now black guys are like hypersexualized porn and like, you know, and then me, like if you don't fit, like, this is another thing, like being black, like if you don't fit something, then you're completely nothing. Meaning like, okay, for instance, like if you don't fit some type of stereotype, like, okay, for instance, I don't pay attention to most sports. I still watch football because I'm in fantasy football leagues, but like basketball, baseball, I don't pay attention. I couldn't tell you a starting lineup in the NBA. I used to when I was little, but not anymore. So like, but I mean, I always dress in like very expensive clothes and stuff like that. So, and travel and shit like that. So like for me, like since I'm doing all this, since I live this type of lifestyle, I live, like I'm traveling, I'm always wearing, you know, expensive clothes, like legit, like I always wear suits, my shoes. I don't have a car now, but when I do have a car, I have a car back in the US, it's always a nice car. See, and this is just like a worldly thing. Like if you're a black guy and you're doing all this and you're well-spoken in English and you're well-educated, you got multiple college degrees, like, they really like the world doesn't really know where to put you. You see, because if you're a black guy like in the world, and maybe you guys could be from somewhere else and let me know like your experiences with this type of stuff. I'm not trying to single out just black people as being like the ultimate, you know, fucked up people. I'm just trying to say my experience. If you got experience, like let me know. Like, I mean, comment and let me know. I mean, I love to talk about it. But from my perspective, like since I'm not a sports player or like a rapper or something like that, but I still dress well and have my own shit and well-educated. Like, it feels like people don't really know where to put, they don't really know where to categorize me. So it's always a little awkward for people who are of that mindset that like, they have to categorize you first so they can know how to treat you and know how to talk to you. Like, yo, what's up, my brother? Or, oh, hello, how are you? You like they don't know where to really go with it. So they're uncomfortable. And I'm trying to like, you know, breeze past it and just pass it up. It's a long story. But yeah, again, I talked way too fucking much. 18 minutes. Have a good night.